To characterize this budget as surprising would be a bit of an understatement. I think the expectations were quite low coming into it. So the big takeaway was a pledge by Minister Mboweni to cut the government wage bill over the next 3 years by around 150 billion rands.
His adjustments on the wage bill by about 160 billion rand over the medium term.
Which came as a big surprise because people thought there would not be enough political capital for him to do anything of that sort. And another surprise was the tax relief offered through the adjustment of tax breaks to take not only take into account inflation, but also to actually make it above inflation, which will translate to workers in the economy being spared of paying another 2 billion in extra tax. And then if you take into account that government would have and 12 billion by leaving those brackets unchanged, so the actual relief is about 14 billion overall.
To support growth, therefore, we propose no major tax increases.
The first impact on the economy is that, I mean, that implies a major fiscal stimulus, which was totally unexpected because people were expecting the government to possibly hike taxes and like such as VAT in order to deal with this deficit situation. Secondly, there's also like the numbers on debt and the GDP ratio and on the deficit do not look good still. I mean, we're still expecting a deficit of 6.8% for this year, and with government hoping that these measures that they announced will allow it to cut that to below 6% by 2023. And hoping on top of that, then that will convince Moody's and other ratings companies that it's serious about actually dealing with this situation. That case, that might actually see us avoid another downgrade this year from Moody's, which obviously would be a good thing because a downgrade would imply lots of money pulling out of the country, a weaker rand, and possibly higher interest rates. So it's potentially all very good news. I mean, the obviously the risk is to do with execution. There's bound to be massive opposition from labor unions, and the question is how much of support Mboweni will have politically from President Ramaphosa and other members of government, and whether government will stick to its guns if labor unions come out in total opposition to all of this. This is Lukanyo Mnyanda here, the editor of the Business Day, speaking from Cape Town, having listened to Minister Mboweni's budget.